Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Outline. You left me alone. I'm your host, Adrian, and tonight we'll be talking about the shooting in Connecticut. It's a very tragic thing that has happened to all the people that need a lot of healing at this time. And I'm going to be reciting a chant that will help the community in these hard times. For the callers that would like to call in to get a reading, please call in now. We're going to go ahead and do a chant for those who have passed away.
Do you have
heat in your house? Or anybody? Do you have it warm?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She has a spell to say goodbye to the dead. Let's see. Light a red candle represents energy. What you're doing here is drawing on the energy to cancel your debt. Say the following words. Debt be gone, look at the split. Debt be gone before I spit. Then take five pentacles or other objects to symbolize your debt. Pass it through the candle flame until it catches a fire. Let it burn in the ashes, the empty bowl. Pitch out the candle flame, 10 toss of candle on the next moon. Bury the ashes far from your home.
Yeah. We're going to begin to meditate to you by tomorrow. Yeah, by tomorrow, sweetheart.
Cleaning a home. Taking clean showers or bath before you begin. Washing hold your hands and your pen. With the light of ash, purify the negative energies. Entities pour salt water over yourself from the head to the toe. Visualize a white light energy removing all negativity. Then continue with your shower. After drying off, melt yourself with oil on the bow of the heart. Each shoulder asks for the white light protection from the night of the candle, which the oil states the base. In each of the room, one of each entrance, the house prepares the charcoal of salt. Sprinkling it all through each warm being, sure to get some into the corner and a closet beyond the doors wherever negativity gathers. As you sprinkle, you might chant something like, negative energy may not stay. I release it and I send it on its way. Negative energy, I banish thee, so shall it be. Say this with confidence and power in your voice. Continue sprinkling salt water in every possible area of your home. Once you have finished the light, the candle, of the incense, be sure that you're not near any flammable incense. Let them burn all the way down where they light the energy, infuse every room of your home. The rituals every month will be calm, cozy, make sense, hang. Protection, herbs around your house, lavender flowers from the seeds, basil works well as keeping negativity away. And those are just some of the few chants of prayers that you can do for protection in any situation that may have a lot of negativity in your home or your house or whatever. And let's say a good luck charm here. Attracting good luck charm.
Yeah. I hope you get better. I worry about that.
Start by drawing a pendulum upon the pencil at the size of a small plate. Place a candle at each point in order from the top to the bottom. Clockwise position. Light blue, red, and yellow. Using teaspoon, it covers the drawn line of the circle with the golden sand.
Yeah.
So the candle covers the point.
Yeah.
The sand covers outlet of the circle. And connections that the form starts to clear. During the full or waxing moon, get comfortable and light the candle. Place the charm in the center of the pentacle. Relax and summon positive feelings and emotions of all things and love and good experience. Now close your eyes and visualize a light pouring from the heavens, attracting the sand and the candles. chant softly, and visualize the energy pouring into the charm. Powers of the universe, I summon you, grant good fortune unto me. Bring the power to change my fate, strength that lives in nature. Continue with the visualization of the energy until you believe the charm is full. And that's just one good luck charm that you can do. This is another one that's called Defending from the Evil. Defend me from the devil, defend me from the devil below. At first we send my sin to simple hello. But we all know he doesn't deserve me. So make it rotten hell and smote it be. So that's one thing you could do to banish the devil out of your lives. Let's look at the fairy circle issues. When you're in an old friend, say, hiking towards them, you have to look at a circle of grass that is bright in the rest. When you do see one, step inside the circle and spin around three times. With your eyes closed and what you desire, if you spin out of the circle, you will have bad luck for the rest of the season. So remember, not stand in the circle and you'll have bad luck for the rest of the season. So let's go ahead and look at the All Saints oil. Well, grind and powder cinnamon tokens, beans and visions, focus. Cover with weed, almost an almond, Java's oil. So this takes cinnamon, token beans, patchouli, lavender, garden, mugwort, sweet almond, and oils.
Yes, they're good. They're both doing
physical
care, yeah. They're all doing good, yeah.
I'm kind of burning my eye a little bit.
I don't want you to get better, Richard.
Let's look at the days of luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is from dot/0. Fill your sources slot with some water on a piece of paper. Write the things that most you most desire. Like love, money, jobs, fill that up and put it on the saucer. Yes, in the water, now put 7 days of candle on top of the paper. Light in each inch before you go to sleep. Visualize your desire be obtained. On the 7 days, sniff out your properties. The spell can be covered by using different colored candles, pink and red for love, purple for spirituality, and so forth. The black candle is used for breaking through these obstacles that are preventing you from your desires.
Okay, honey. Hi, honey. How are you doing? All we're doing good. Getting our Christmas stuff going here. We're going to be sending
you... Just look at the happiness cell here.
Okay? You're welcome. You find what you want, okay? I love you a lot.
Well, start listening to my cries tonight. Is now on the sad, so may your great powers of help Kim have smile. Make Kim or help happiness, even if it's just a night. So mote it be as it is might. Sniff out the candle. Don't forget to thank the stars. Let's look at the Irish blessing. This is interesting. May your troubles be blessed, may your blessings be more nothing but happiness to come through your door.
Let's
look at the past a test spell. This is if you want to pass a test.
Well, that's getting a job now.
That could be any test that you may be going through. Recite the night before your test. Good luck be upon me. So knowledge, let me see tomorrow morning and the test heavens and angels. Make me do my best. The healing scar spell. Let's look at this one. You must say and do something with emotion and get my help. Spend many times with you, almost take in whether lotion gets you well. After you said this, you must put lotion on your family member of your friend. You must also, before doing this, say the chant 8 times. Let's go ahead and look at the Flaming Princess Milk Potion. Sit the pot on the stove, fill with 1 or 2 12 cups of milk. More or less, you just have to inquire the instant. Turn the stove on low, let the milk start just pouring, slightly bubble a little bit, then pour 1 or 3 cups of brown sugar into the pot, stir for about 15 seconds. Now pour 1 or 4 cups of white sugar in the stir for another 15 seconds. When you have poured the honey, however much you want to think you need, or if you don't have honey,
well, you go spend your honey where you want, okay?
Or you can subtile for 1 or 3 of bananas. Use the banana to make sure it's mashed and stirred, but still just a little chunky. Let it sit for about a minute and then turn the stove off. Let the potion cool, just as your situation will cool off drinking the potion. After it's a little cooled off but still warm, pour in a cup and say the spell before drinking. Calm me down, safe surround, bring me peace, mind at least. As I say, so mote it be. Before taking a sip, be sure to thank the gods and the goddesses after you swallow imagination. Pure peace fall on your body. I always keep this stuff with me just in case. I get angry and can't meditate at times. Thank you very much. Blessed be. That's a very cute spell called the Princess Milk Potion spell.
All right. Okay.
Look at
the
forgiveness spell.
I will, honey. I'll call it. Okay, have a good night.
Between the charms, there will be love for my friend. Why not like a tide of these words to heal, to help in the better endeavors? Here we have been as odds in our love, last forever. Point to friends, asking forgiveness, like a small orange candle, sitting in front of thinking about what to say. Keep a pen handy. As it comes to you, put a small violet of lavender flower pocket to help invoke a feeling of harmony and balance and love as you empower the herd chant. And that is called Casting a Happiness Spell. Now, there is a smart spell here that you can cast to help you be more smarter. Ooh, find something fast. This is an interesting spell. While you're looking for them, say I whispered, I want to find it, so help me find it, this item. Sometimes before you find an item, you may find another. That's happened to me once or twice. Okay, let's look at a dream as a vampire spell. Let's see what this has to say. This is a spell for those who like vampire magic. First watch the full moon movie. You have sage. Then say, and. Say, and do. Pray to God. God, I trust you on this. Make me a vampire. Make my wings come into 3 days. Like my fangs come in for 4 days. Amen. Have fun dreaming. That's a dream vampire spell. Okay. My boy crush. Let's see what this has to say. My boy crush. Okay, so these things I put in front of you, I want a boy or a girl who can love me. He shall love me, his eyes, he shall love me, his pack, he shall love me, his skin. He shall be cute, handsome, hot, and very attractive to me. Only every girl will be jealous. You'll be my new student at my school, and you'll be my partner. Into 4 weeks, you shall ask me out, and we will be together forever. Amen. That's another little prayer you can do for love magic. Let's look at the spells to attract money to you. You must have great determination and faith to do this spell. This spell will help you to attract money and luck to you. Okay, preparation. Go into a room, into your house, where you cannot be disturbed or spot inside. Cast a circle in the position of the candle in the triangle. Anoint the candles and all lights and candles. Once you have the flame of the candle, concentrate on gaining money and success. Chant this 3 times. Towards this wish, the money grows. By the leaps of bounds, I flows. Coins that jiggle and coins that shine. Come to me now, you are mine. This spell will attract money and success to you. For those who are having a hard time with money, you can say that spell and it'll bring success and money to you. Those who have time with sleeping, this is a sleep spell. This will help you sleep. First, put your radio on. If you have one, then lay down on your bed next to your close to your eyes. Finally, think of something for 10 minutes. You're asleep. Okay. Football spell, blue eyes, fans only. For this falling spell, we're prone to focus on Ohio State. Place the 2 candles beside each other, say the following chant. My team sucks, so I'm going to say good bucks. So go bucks, and the end is properly. So if you guys want to have a football team win, say that chant and they will win. How to heal a very bad friendship relationship. This is a really good one. I'm sorry, even I know sorry won't help. But don't worry, I'll fix your friendship and relationship. Ever since that big fight we had, I've been so sad. It's been like a battleship. I want the best for us to work out. And in the girl or boy, I'm fine. Walk a little slowly in a sad face. Then he shall forgive me and say, wait, if they keep walking, expect a phone call or something else. They'll forgive you sooner or later. Amen. Blessed be. So that's kind of a forgiveness spell, like if you have an enemy, well, your friendship is not that great and you want to renew your friendship. That's a good one. I repeat, people, if you're going to do weather magic, be very careful because you can summon a huge tornado and it could kill everyone. So be careful with those. Okay, an employer spell, an employment spell. This is if you want to get a job. Say, I call upon the universe to get the job of my desire. Find the boss and put me up for a hire. Amen, blessed be. So that's a spell for if you want to get a job. Tarot spells for business, for home business. Let's see what this is. Ritual layout the 5 of Wands. Visualize your burden starting out. Loss to customers. You're no business working hard, smiling as you do. Lay out the Ace of Wands, visualizing your pour of your energy of the entire prize. If they have any tools of your trade, example artists, paintbrushes, handles, and as you do so. Lay out the Three of Wands. Picture a typical working day of your new company, answering the phone. All the businesses you need and want pictures of the little things. Lay out the Six of Pentacles. In reverse, the ultimate security you have achieved through the business and satisfaction you have gained. See yourself smiling and content. Say the following and lay out the final card. With this spell, I bring power to resolve. I start my own business. I enjoy the advantage of the benefits of making my home and my place of business and the start of a business. Not only do I cast a spell, but I also work in the chosen work. I enjoy the business to be good as I cast a spell. I call forth my will. I charge the spell. Make my word a product spread. Let those use my product to be attracted to me, so what I have to offer in the way of the ends I desire shall be achieved. Comfort, security, and contentment. So mote it be. So that's more of a pagan prayer that you can do for businesses if you want it to be more successful and bring in more clientele. Okay, looks like we got some more spells here that we could actually teach for the night. Let's look at some more luck spells here. Good luck spells, okay. They're all a little different. Say this chant. I need some luck, so give it to me. And make this bad luck leave me, blessed be. I made it a spell, so I'm not sure if it will work for you, but try it and give me some feedback. I need some luck, so give it to me. Make this bad luck leave me. Leave me be. On a Monday morning, charge the golden coin with the power of the sun, or the sun rays. By holding it up in front of you and saying, what I see may increase, so I may have a financial peace. Place the coin on the left shoe, then put both shoes on the walk clockwise in a circle, 3 times. When you remove the shoes, place it in a T shape. When they will not be disturbed, do exactly the same for the 3 counter of the days. On the 3rd day, transform the coin to your most regular worn shoes. Tap the coin to your most regular worn shoes inside your shoe and wear it there as often as possible. Do not spread the coin, it will bring you luck. So don't spend it. So do not spend the coin because it will bring you luck. I look at the gambling spell. Sit quietly for a minute in the moment, holding a coin in the hand. As you consider your most powerful visualization in yourself, receiving winnings, now carefully paint the coin with the golden paint. Make sure you completely cover it. Repeat the following at least 3 times. While doing this, when chanting, the chance is dice I choose to throw, a little seed of a coin to grow. As I glide here and now, bring me golden and silver. When the paint has drained, keep the coin in your pocket and wallet. Remember that you use living plants and shall therefore return an offering to the earth in some way. Perhaps plant a corn in a wild place do not expect to win a large amount of money. Using this spell is most likely to be a steady trickle. Although whatever you choose to gamble with, for the best results, you should share some of your winnings with others so that your good luck is passed on. It's like a feeling spell. Chant this while thinking of happiness moments in your life. My feelings are sharp like the blade of a knife. Write them high for happiness in the day of my life. Blessed be, amen. It is the release of hex. Add a power ingredient to section of the bowl of any hole. Integrate sama in the pentagram, the powder of the clove. To a powder of possible as you grind a visualization look. Energy flowing into the ingredient. Next think clockwise until it is blended. Place in a bag or jar. Make blood and powder. How to use. You can burn this as an incense, using potion, use it to anoint candles paired with oil. You can sprinkle in your wallet or purse or your pocket. You can put it in a locket or an amulet. Doesn't matter. And this will help with hexes, luck, and power spells. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions about these spells, go to www.spellsofmagic.com, and this will help you with a lot of different obstacles. Like I say, it'll help you with jobs, good luck, money, relationships, banishing. I mean, whatever you want, this website has it all. It has all the spells. It has probably over 1,000 spells, and it's a huge Wicca community. Let's go ahead and do one more. It's called Change Fate Spell. Set up an altar with the 4 candles at each corner in the center. Put the pentacles and the candle over it. Wait to do the spell until the full moon, and then make sure you do it at night, where the stars is in full view. On the new moon, look upon the sky for its 7 brightest stars, holding up a lantern and say, chant. I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish of the night. For the change of my life, this night, I ask by the flame, I ask the last 7 brightest stars in the sky, light the flame I hold high. With your light, your lighter, light the wishing candle, light the candle. Candles the flame, now go about in the business as usual. Amen, blessed be. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Call in the next show.